Welcome back. Barry Lenehan in here tonight for Colm O'Mungoin. Grána N-E-A from PA Media, the ESRI, a big warning today. What exactly are they saying?
They're saying basically that it's their quarterly assessment, and they've basically said that the economy is expected to grow, which sounds like good news, but it could tip over the edge and overheat. So it's expected to, I suppose, more positively than what was expected beforehand. There were rumblings of going into a recession, really, a couple of months ago. And now we're talking about the economy doing so well that, the government basically might have to be cautious about that. So that's positive government tax receipts, positive employment figures. It's set to, I think employment figures are set to fall below 4% for the first time in years. And all of that is kind of good news for the government. Now, the flip side of that is that interest rates are probably going to have to keep increasing to kind of get a handle of inflation and to keep it under control. And the other side of that is if the government is looking towards the end of the year and this prediction is borne out and there's no bumps in the road, if it wants to do more cost of living measures in the autumn, they're going to have to be extremely targeted towards those lower income families. We saw it in the spring already, but extremely targeted, those who are really struggling, with basic things like groceries and stuff like that, and maybe ignore that energy credit that is very tempting politically.
Without interruption, please, for a second, Colm Burke, will you ignore that energy credit that Grána N-E-A says there is very tempting? Dr. Conor O'Toole of the ESRI saying any ongoing cost of living measures will need to be tailored.
Well, obviously, one of the things that we have to do is that, we gave the supports in last winter. I do believe that we need to be very careful, but I believe that we need to give some support coming when we go in towards the winter next year again. And I think it's important that, people who are on the lower income levels are catered for and are not forgotten. And while the economy is doing very well, we're expecting a 4.9% growth rate. We're now talking about over 2.593 million people working in 2023, which is up from about 800,000 from what it was back in 2011. But at the same time, we must make sure that we do not leave behind the people who are on lower incomes and also people who are retired or people who have disabilities.
Jed Nash.
The problem is this government is leaving behind a lot of those people. And forgive me if I say I'm somewhat vindicated, and the Labour Party's vindicated by the ESRI today in terms of our approaches to the last two budgets. For example, we're the only serious party in the Dáil that proposed that there would be a €20 per week increase to core social welfare rates. And that's exactly what the ESRI are saying, that social welfare rates should keep pace with inflation. In reality, the small increase that was secured this year by Minister Humphreys means actually an erosion of the living standards of the poorest in our society, the least well off. And what they've said as well is that cost of living measures should be targeted.
Compare our system, to the UK.
We spent a lot of money.
It's an interesting
60% more
benefit the better off, like tax cuts to benefit the
better off. Interesting report. It tells us that there was a 5 billion surplus last year, so we would expect there'll be a surplus this year. And the question is, what do we do with that surplus? Though income tax is huge, income tax, corporate tax, and VAT, the warnings are in relation to the ICT sector, particularly in relation to another aspect, our beds, and a shortage of at least 1,000 beds in the hospital service. And with a rising population, that's an underestimate. This is a report worth looking at and developing policy using the facts within that for the good of society so that we can be a true republic.
But that warning, high price levels are likely to present challenges continuing for vulnerable households.
So targeted measures are one of the solutions there.
And we did deliver on that over the last number of months.
I think it's also
important to realise that we've come through some very difficult times. We've had to deal with Brexit. We have had to deal with COVID, where we had the whole country closed down for a period of time. And yet, for this year, and we have to deal with the Ukraine war, and we have a 4.9% increase, growth in the economy, and we have an increase in job numbers. you know, it's a phenomenal increase. In the last quarter alone, there were 20,000 more new jobs created in the last quarter alone.
Well, let's see what happens with the ESRI forecast in the months ahead. Final word to Colin Burke tonight, Jen Nash, Catherine Connolly, Gráinne Nye. Thank you for joining us. That's all we have time this evening.